An attack this week in London, just outside the British Parliament, left 5 people dead and over 40 injured. The man behind that attack, one of those 5 dead, was a British-born Muslim convert, according to the police. Since the attack, authorities have focused their investigation on the city in England where he recently lived, Birmingham. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports it's a city with a reputation as a hotspot for Islamic extremism.
Khalid Massoud spent a number of years living in this neighborhood in Birmingham. I'm actually looking at his house. It's a 3-story red brick townhouse, and it's a nice neighborhood. Looks relatively prosperous. I was just actually talking to a Chinese guy who drives a BMW, who's an import-export, a woman here who's a university student.
Like, I've knocked his door for help, and he's come out and helped me jumpstart my car, and his wife's answered the door. Like, 1 minute I'll get my husband, and just normal, really, normal family.
Cowdy Campbell lived across the street from the Massouds for several years. She described them as a cordial, observant Muslim family who were private and had few visitors.
When did he leave?
Probably like December times. She would always dress like in a religious clothing. But
any political conversations?
Nothing like that. Even nothing came across extremist to me.
Like others here, Campbell's trying to square her helpful neighbor with the man who launched the attack 120 miles southeast of here, in London.
Obviously, these things was going around in his head.
When Ebba Webb heard Massoud had lived in these parts,
it wasn't particularly surprising in the sense that we know Birmingham and the West Midlands is the second hotspot in the United Kingdom after London.
Webb is a research fellow at the Henry Jackson Society, a London-based think tank. The Society recently released a survey of Islamist terrorism in the UK between 1998 and 2015. It found nearly 1/5 of the cases involved people from this part of the country. Webb spoke over Skype.
Birmingham actually has a very long history of extremism. Going all the way back to the 1990s, there were militant Kashmiri networks operating in that area. And we also know, for example, that we had the Trojan horse scandal where extremists attempted to take over schools in Birmingham.
Police have released scan information about Massoud. Although he had an extensive criminal past, it's not clear whether he was connected to Islamists here. But that will certainly be one focus of the investigation. His conversion to Islam could be another. Again, Emma Webb.
The sort of common perception, I suppose, is that a convert is more likely to be zealous in trying to sort of prove their religiosity. And there are suggestions that extremists and extremist groups target these individuals.
For many in Birmingham who call themselves Brummies, this week's attack in London was not only horrifying, it also felt like another black eye. Shabana Mahmood is a member of parliament from Birmingham.
As a Brummie, I think I just, you know, just feel a sense of horror that, you know, somebody else who might be connected to my wonderful city might be responsible in the preparation of this act, or in the case of Massoud, be a resident of our city.
Parliamentarian Mahmood notes that the city has 234,000 Muslims and emphasizes that only a tiny percentage have been involved in such attacks. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Birmingham.